In this bulletin, health officials concerned as Australia approaches 10,000 total coronavirus cases, a human trial of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate begins in Queensland, and in sport, a high-profile coach criticises ugly tactics being employed in the AFL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Health authorities are battling to handle coronavirus clusters, new outbreaks, and rising case figures. If Australia records a high tally today, the total number of cases nationally will pass 10,000. It's currently at 9,797. It's not the only figure of concern, with health officials issuing a significant warning that the nation's coronavirus death toll could rise due to more infections. Australia's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, says movement restriction is one of the only weapons available to fight the pandemic. Dr. Coatsworth says he has faith in the system to contain future outbreaks, and the public should too.
Rather than suggesting that we will necessarily have a period of several months or years where we have lockdown after lockdown after lockdown, I don't think that's necessarily going to be the case at all. I think the focus is to get this particularly large, significant outbreak under control in Victoria, and then go back to what we do best, which is contacting, tracing and eliminating small outbreaks.
Volunteers are today taking part in a COVID-19 vaccine trial developed by the University of Queensland. The human testing of the candidate follows encouraging results from animal testing trials. There are more than 100 vaccines in the works around the world, but the University of Queensland's work is believed to have shown positive signs in the preclinical stage of development. Meanwhile, scientists in Germany have warned coronavirus antibodies may not remain in the body longer than a few months, dampening hopes of a long-term immunity from the virus. The World Health Organization has reported a record rise in global coronavirus infections, with 230,000 new cases in 24 hours. The previous record for new cases was just 228,000, but increases in India, South Africa, Brazil, and the US contributed to the latest figure. The total number of cases worldwide is approaching 13 million, and the US state of Florida reported its largest single-day increase with 15,000 infections. Police officers were forced to shut down a number of parties over the weekend where hundreds of people were seen flouting social distancing measures. There are reports that one party had over 100 guests at a house before an after-party was held at another location. Police have since issued a reminder to the community of the seriousness of this pandemic and that large gatherings are not permitted as part of the COVID-19 restrictions. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says this is not the time to be irresponsible.
These next 6 weeks are not an ordinary winter. We all have to play our part. We cannot ignore the circumstances we face. Nobody wanted to be in this position, but this is where we find ourselves. If we don't follow the rules, if we don't play our part, then we will simply see this virus continue to spread, and it will be a longer second wave, a more pronounced, a more tragic second wave than it ought be.
A baby girl has died in a house fire in Sydney's southwest overnight. Emergency services were called to the home at Bargo on Sunday night to extinguish the fire and found the five-month-old inside. Two adults suffered smoke inhalation, a 27-year-old woman was treated for shock, and an 18-month-old boy was unharmed. New South Wales Police are investigating the cause of the blaze. In the AFL, Richmond Tigers coach Damien Hardwick has raised concerns over the growing use of extreme defensive tactics after his side managed an 8-point win over the Sydney Swans. The teams managed just 3 goals between them after three-quarter time, with a final score of 34 to 26 points. Mr. Hardwick has expressed his frustration at how the game progressed.
Oh, it was a horrendous game of football, there's no doubt about that. It was hard to watch, it was hard to play, it was just incredibly frustrating and farcical in nature, really. Horrible game of football. Not pretty.
Meanwhile, there was nothing ugly about Carlton's 52-point victory over the Western Bulldogs, moving them into the top 8 for the first time since 2013. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers, possible late storm, 21 degrees. Adelaide, morning fog then sunny, 16. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16. Hobart, much the same, 11. Canberra, rain and 11. Wollongong, similar conditions, 16. Sydney, a few showers, 17. Newcastle, early fog, a shower or two, 17. Brisbane, morning rain at times, clearing, 22. Cairns, partly cloudy and 27. And Darwin, less humid and sunny, 32. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.